One big question in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina is this: who's responsible for the failure of levees that let the waters of Lake Pontchartrain flood New Orleans? Members of Louisiana's congressional delegation say they fought for more money for flood prevention and were rebuffed by the Bush administration. But defenders say that Louisiana lawmakers mostly wanted money for pork barrel projects. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's been a trying time for Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. Her hometown lies under floodwaters. Hundreds of thousands of her constituents have been displaced, a house she owns destroyed.
It's not that my heart just breaks for the city, it breaks for the whole state. And the fact that, you know, our federal government's response was so inadequate for the challenge and for the disaster.
Landrieu is angry. In an interview outside the Senate chamber last night, she says projects that might have helped keep the floodwaters out of New Orleans have never gotten off the ground or are far from finished.
We have been underfunded for levee projects for 20 years, and this is a result. So it, instead of costing the federal government, you know, $50 million, $100 million, it's going to cost them $200 billion. And it's a shame the taxpayers are going to have to pick up the tab for this failed leadership.
Landrieu concedes the underfunding goes back to past administrations, though she says the Bush White House has taken it to the extreme. For instance, she points to one project, SELA, Southeast Louisiana Flood Control, an Army Corps of Engineers project to shore up levees and build new pumping stations. In fact, since 2002, the Bush administration had sought a little over $19 million for SELA. That's about a third of what the Corps asked for. Congress appropriated $32 million. California Republican Jerry Lewis is chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. He rejects Landrieu's criticism that flood control projects in Louisiana have been underfunded. He says Louisiana has received $1.9 billion for flood control projects over the last 5 years, more than any other state.
Some of the ways the monies have been spent, I think, deserves some careful review, because I have doubts about that. But to put it in perspective, $1.4 billion in the same five-year period was spent in all of California, seven times the population. So we've been concerned. Now, whether or not in the final analysis the delegations involved have had the correct priorities, that's easy to look at in hindsight.
Landrieu says she won't try to justify every project the Army Corps of Engineers has asked for. The Corps has developed a reputation as a haven for pork barrel spending by lawmakers, as well as engaging in some environmentally questionable projects. Dominic Izzo would disagree. Izzo is former Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army with responsibility for the Corps of Engineers.
The Civil Works program is not all about pork, all right? And if you tell people right now in Louisiana and Mississippi that building up the heights of levees is pork, I think you'd probably find you'd get lynched.
Izzo says what happened in Louisiana reflects the failure to invest in important infrastructure, a sentiment with which many in the state and in Congress would certainly agree. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.